I'm going to call this meeting to order, the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors for January 6, 2015. Please rise for a salute to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first order of business today is the election of the chairman and vice chairman for the 2015 year. Is there a nomination from the floor?
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we elect Supervisor Withrow to be chairman this year. And vice chair would be Dick Monteith.
Yeah, okay, I was just going to ask for the vice chair. Okay, is there a second to that?
I will second that.
Okay, motion is made and seconded that we elect Terry Withrow as chairman and Dick Monteith as the vice chair. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, motion passes unanimously. Okay, the next thing I have to do is just turn over the gavel to our new chairman, Terry Withrow, for this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Okay, so I think our first order of business here is going to be to recognize Supervisor DeMartini, Jim, for his year as chairman here. And so I think we have a plaque for you here.
No, yeah.
There we go. Okay, Jim, I'm going to let you come up here. Okay, so this is on behalf here of the county and your fellow supervisors here. You've been a fearless leader here for the last year, and you've done a great job. We've had some contentious meetings here over the last year, a lot of them, you know, especially with our labor negotiations, and you've handled them very well. You're going to be a tough act to follow here, but you've done it with professionalism, been very respectful of everybody, and just a great example of how the meeting should be run. I know I've given you a hard time. If anybody knows, there's a screen up here you have to work. And when anybody wants to speak, they're supposed to hit the button, and then Jim can sees it on the screen, and then he'll know that he'll call you for one of the supervisors to speak. Well, I have a bad habit of not hitting my button, and Jim has great peripheral vision, I'll tell you that, because he can look over and see me, and every time I can see him look at the screen, and then it got to the point where he just would look over with this look on his face, like, okay, you got to say something, you want to hit your butt. So anyway, I appreciate that, I appreciate all that. So anyway, Jim, congratulations, thank you for all you've done, and it has been a great year. Thank you. Want to say a few words?
I have much to say. I certainly enjoyed being the chairman this year. It's kind of an interesting job, and it is important to hit that button when you want to speak, though, too.
Stand back.
You're the worst offender of that, too. Anyway, you're going to do just fine this year. This is, we rotate, and, usually at the end of the year, I think everybody's glad when it's over. It's interesting job. It's a little bit more work involved. But you're going to do just fine.
Okay. So I think our next order of business here is going to be our 10-year recognition for service for both Supervisor DeMartini and Supervisor O'Brien. We've had, in the past, usually a department head will get up and give a speech as we do this, so I'm just going to do this real quick. And both of the guys, I know, want this to be short and sweet. I know they're not too excited about the recognition here. Very humble, and appreciate that. But just a couple quick things I just want to say about both of them. Over the last 4 years of my time here, I've been able to watch both these guys and respect both of them very much. Jim's been a big advocate for ag and has done a great job pushing for the ag industry and has been a good voice for that. His involvement in Stan Sarah, other great stuff. Stan Sir had a great year. The return's about 18% return. I think we're about 88% funded as far as our liability, which is a pretty impressive thing. And Jim, thank you for all you're doing with that. And then as far as Bill's concerned, Bill's always been a big advocate for law enforcement and public safety, and involved in the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control Board. And and when you look at Jim is always, you always know where Jim stands. And he's not afraid to tell you his opinion, and he's very straightforward, and we appreciate that. And I've learned a lot from watching Jim, and as I watch Bill reminds me a little bit of an accountant. He's very detail-oriented and really zeroes in on problems quickly. And you should have been an accountant, too. Give up that grocery business and get into accounting. But again, I've learned a lot from both of these guys watching, and the county has been very well served over the last 10 years having these guys around. Everything I want to say is that people really don't think about much of what everybody does up here, and it's a sacrifice to their families and to their businesses. Both of them, you know, the sacrifice their families have to endure, you know, 10 years of doing this, and you guys' families, you all have suffered from this, and it's not easy to do. And then your businesses, both of you with your businesses suffer from that, and I don't think people realize, and it's all really for the kind of greater good. It's what you guys are up here sacrificing, giving up a lot of stuff for the good of the county, and we're very much it's very much appreciated by everybody. And that's something that I don't think people really see until you get in the spot and realize this, what you have to give up and in order to try to make this a better place. So anyway, I want to thank both of you guys for your service, and we have some plaques for you here. So on behalf of the counties and the Board of Supervisors, here's your 10-year, you guys have handed these out several times to other people. And I'm going to let each of you talk here a little bit. Jim?
I'd say 10 years has certainly went by quickly. It just, amazing thing is I was 39 when I got on this board, and I'm still 39. So that's a record that's going to be really hard to beat.
And Bill, on behalf of the county and the Board of Supervisors, thank you for everything.
Well, yeah, it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years, and I can call it the first decade and watch staff get a little nervous. But anyways, Jim, yeah, I was younger than 39 when I started. But anyways, it's just been real enjoyable. And again, it's just so hard that it's been 10 years. So thank you very much. Thanks.
Okay, we'll move on here. Now is the time for public comment. Any items that are not on the agenda that anybody would like to speak to or talk about? 5 minutes to talk. Is anybody any public comment today? I don't have any cards. Okay, this is an easy start. Okay, we'll move on to consent calendar. Is there any item on the consent calendar that anyone would like to pull?
Mr. Chairman, not an item to pull, but a quick comment on one.
Okay.
Item A2, the Board of Supervisors Committee assignments. There's two versions of those assignments floating around, one in print and one on online, and they're not the same. The only difference is the online version has Modesto Regional Fire Authority appointment, and that body no longer exists.
Okay.
So that should be noted that that's stricken from the assignment list.
Great. There's that detail that I was talking about that Bill picks up. Good job, Bill. Any other items? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
A motion and a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we'll move on to item B9. Approval to introduce and waive the first reading of the ordinance to amend Chapter 2.52 of the Stanislaus County Code, related to the membership of the Stanislaus County Disaster Council, as well as the power and administration to administer a disease service worker volunteer program, Office of Emergency Services. Gail Spouth.
Good morning, Chairman Withrow.
Gail.
Congratulations to you, members of the board, CEO, and County Council.
It's a pleasure to be here. Dale Skiles, Stanislaus County Fire Warden, Assistant Director of Emergency Services. I'm here to this morning to briefly present to you the Disaster Council concept, and with that I would, in the end, we're going to suggest and recommend some amendments to the current Disaster Council. But to start off with, I'd like to start with what is a disaster council. And as we look at what is a disaster council, there is the California Emergency Services Act, which was formed and states that counties and cities shall and can create or develop a disaster council, a local disaster council. And this disaster council is responsible for developing and administering plans specific to the provisions of the effective mobilization of resources, and also to authorize certain individuals to command the aid of citizens when necessary in the execution of their duties during the state of war, state of emergency, or a local emergency. So a little history of the Disaster Council is back in 1946, the state of California, they authorized, and they not only authorized, but they certified Stanislaus County, Stanislaus County's Disaster Council. And with certifying that, there were also some efforts underway by nine cities within the county, or the cities at that time that were within the county, and they also approved a disaster council. The great thing about this effort back in those days were the disaster council was seen as a benefit, but it was a little bit bifurcated. The cities had their disaster council, the counties had one. So in 2008, April of 2008, it was proposed that the cities and the county would come together and develop what we call a joint disaster council. That was done. The county approved that. It is in county code, and it was done by ordinance. And since then, the cities have appointed an elected official, as well as the county has appointed an elected official, to the disaster council. Again, this is a joint disaster council. Throughout that process, we've developed what we call the op area council. The disaster council really does the policies and procedures. The op area council, that's where the work is done. In the op area, the op area council's responsibility under the disaster council is for the operational and procedural efforts to occur to maintain conformity. Again, when an emergency occurs, it knows no boundaries. With the nine cities within Stanislaus County, it makes great sense, and it's worked, and it's been very effective since 2008 to have one system, one procedure, one process that are all in conformity, that collaborate together and work together. So there's been great success. Then in 2014, we were presented with a couple of elements that require and bring to you today some of the amendments that we are proposing. With the amendments, next slide after that. Within the amendments, there are four specific areas. One is just in the way of language, it defines the Disaster Council, or the Stanislaus Disaster Council, and the purpose, which is to conform to the California Emergency Services Act. The second element is 2.52.030. It talks about the membership. One of the challenges that we've faced since 2008 in the Disaster Council, or the Joint Disaster Council, is some of the elected officials have not been available to meet on a regular basis, and or elected officials, as you know, trade out periodically. And so there was some concern from some of the cities to say, listen, could we put an alternate in place in the Disaster Council? And with that alternate, it would make sense, and that the city's request, they asked that it potentially could be, for example, a city manager. And so that that was proposed as language in 2014, and that's included in this amendment to you today, that an alternate could be selected aside from the elected official, act on behalf of that elected appointed official. If the need would arise, and in the absence of that primary serving official. The second element the third element is 2.52.404, which is the powers and duties. And added to that language was specific to disaster service workers and the volunteer program. And that is pursuant to California Code of Regulations. And throughout the last several of years, there's been an effort through the nation, and all through the state of California to include volunteers and a disaster service worker. That language is evolving right now as we speak, but they've asked that for our disaster council to remain certified with the state of California, that we include some of the most recent language having to do with the disaster service worker program. And so we will continue to work on that as the Office of Emergency Services with the Disaster Council and the Op Area Council to define the changes in the disaster service worker program going forward. But this is the first step in doing that. And then the fourth thing, has to do with the director, or the powers and duties of the director. And the powers and duties of the director is specific to our chief executive officer, who under ordinance is defined as the director of the disaster council. Again, the disaster council meets at least once annually, if not twice, and the op area council meets quarterly on that. We've tried last year to have a joint meeting, which was very successful, which brought together many of these changes and also sets a course and a vision for how we're going to deal with local, state, and local and state emergencies. So presented for you in the staff recommendation today is to introduce and waive the first reading of an ordinance to amend Chapter 2.52 of the Stanislaus County Code related to the membership of the Stanislaus County Disaster Council, as well as the power to administer a disaster service worker volunteer program. That's the end of my presentation. I'd be open for any questions you might have or comments.
Okay, any questions for Dale? Very good. Any questions of the public for Dale?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll bring it back to the board. A motion or?
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5-0. Thank you, Dale. Okay. That's it. I think we're to correspondence.
This board has received a notice from the Central Valley Regional Water Quality Board regarding the rescheduling of a public hearing to February 2015 for the triennial review for the water quality control plans for the Sacramento River and the San Joaquin River Basin and the Tulare Lake Basin.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources and the Agricultural Commissioner, Sealer of Weights and Measures.
This board has received a copy of the annual a financial report of the Stanislaus County Employees Retirement Association for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2014.
Acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received a work notice from the California Department of Toxic Substances Control regarding an environmental cleanup at the former Oakdale Manufactured Gas Plant site at 811 West Street in Oakdale, California, beginning on January 5th, 2015, through May 2015.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of the claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Any Board of Supervisor reports? Supervisor Chiesa.
We're pushing buttons. I had read through the Stan Serra report, and I think it would be very appropriate to maybe have Rick show up and give us a report. Very good news. Supervisor DeMartini is doing great work there, but I think it's been a few years since we've had that happen.
Okay.
It'd be nice.
We'll set that up.
Thank you.
Be great. Supervisor O'Brien.
Yeah, I just want to take the opportunity to congratulate Supervisor Monteith, Supervisor Withrow on your swearing in today, as well as the rest of our elected officials who are sworn in today. Congratulations. Also, congratulations to Supervisor Withrow on his first term as chairman. You'll do very well.
Time will tell.
You'll do great. And I thought your comments were very fitting as your family's out here. It is a little more work, but it's very rewarding to be chairman. And he's right that, you know, our families do take a brunt of our elected office. And just want to thank my wife, Alicia, for coming down today and seeing me get this 10-year award, because it belongs to both of us.
Thanks, Bill. Okay. Legislative and Fiscal Management Report. Stan.
Thank you. I'd like to add my congratulations as well, and to all the officials who were sworn in this morning. And anything staff can do to assist you in your new role as chair, we're here for you. State legislature is back in session, and yesterday Governor Jerry Brown was sworn in again. And in his address, he announced his intention to try to gain bipartisan support to deal with the massive underfunding of highway maintenance and deferred maintenance we have on our transportation system. He also spent a significant amount of time talking about some sweeping changes he wants to make to address global warming, and ones that we'll want to watch, because he announced his intent to create 2030 objectives on greenhouse gas reduction that would include increasing the amount of electricity from renewables up to 50%. I think it's currently set at 33%. And also to reduce petroleum use in vehicles by 50%. So we'll want to keep an eye on the potential impacts of that. Other than that, I have no additional report.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, thank you for getting me through the first meeting. One down and a few to go. If there's nothing else, this meeting is adjourned.